You're listening to Starting From Nothing podcast. Subscribe to this micro podcast now. With episodes only 5 to 10 minutes each, hear some of the most inspirational stories from successful entrepreneurs and leaders on how they started from nothing or overcame adversity while starting. These will be some of the best 5 to 10 inspirational minutes of your life. Get head start for starting or building your own journey.
Hi, this is Katrina Mousen, host of the Starting From Nothing podcast. When I arrived back in Australia on the 1st of January in 2008 with a few suitcases, I went broke in a few weeks with no money to even buy a pair of thongs. But ultimately, that experience turned out to be a blessing in disguise for me, as it was around that time I started to toil determinedly to create a business that's worth 7 figures today. I did it, and I believe you can do it too. It's extremely distressing watching the coronavirus wreak havoc on the economies, jobs, families, affecting us in every aspect of our lives and in almost every part of the world. And it just breaks my heart to see people experiencing financial hardships or losing jobs due to COVID-19. I hope that this crisis comes to an end soon so we can all go back to our normal lives. I suppose I've had my share of adversities in the past. I want to tell you something that I went through in my life at the very start of my business. Throughout my journey, I stuck around with belief, perseverance, and a never give up attitude. All these helped me to get to where I am today. However, I surmounted a significant period in my life to come out on the other side, which I believe was the single most important factor that initiated the start of something big for me. I'll tell you more. So I originally come from India. From humble beginnings, my folks barely making ends meet when they raised us. After I completed my degree in Australia, I went to work in America and Singapore for a number of years. Eventually, I got sick and tired of traveling and relocating constantly. So I came back down under to settle down for good. I touched down in Australia again in 2008 on the 1st of January with just a couple of suitcases, a backpack and a few other bags. It was just myself. I didn't have any of my family or friends with me. I didn't even have a job, but I was sure I'd find one in a couple of weeks as I did have some pretty good in-demand, sought-after job skills. However, it was January and things were really slow just after Christmas. And I didn't expect that, to be honest. There was nobody around on the streets, the companies were closed and the recruiters were probably holidaying. I was struggling to find work. I remember this quite vividly. So I was in a supermarket and shopping for a few things. And I wanted to get this pair of thongs because I was living in a lodge and I wanted to wear it indoors instead of walking barefooted. So I stood there and glanced at my wallet to check if I've got enough money for all the things I had in my basket. And I hardly had any money left in my wallet. I'd spent pretty much all of it. And in the end, I went home without the thongs. I did actually have some money left in my bank account in Singapore, but I didn't have internet banking back then. Subsequently, that money also got stolen by someone and I had to file a police complaint for that. I also remember going broke once in Singapore when I was in between jobs. Then I just lent money from a friend and went on with life. But it happened all again. I guess in the end, my relocation expenses, my poor investment decisions in stocks, my spendthrift nature and my poor financial planning in general got the better of me. And so here I am all alone after having just relocated, without a job and staying in a lodge. And I didn't like that feeling at all. But ultimately, this whole unpleasant experience and the situation, the circumstances I were in, finally helped me to look within and think deeply about my goals in life. I kind of felt the urge to turn my life around. My life was going to change for the better. Never before was I so determined to do something bigger. It was around that time I started to work determinedly on a little website called The Bargain Avenue. That website eventually would become Australia's leading coupons and discounts website. So the business I'm running today is a result of what happened back then. I'm so grateful for that. And luckily I also found a 3-day job in the Northern Beaches in Sydney that tided me over before eventually finding a full-time job while I continue to work on my project as a side hustle for a few years. So in retrospect, I think going broke was a blessing in disguise for me. I learned a hard lesson, but it helped me change the course of my life. Life can throw hardships when we least expect, but it's how you make a change and move forward with resilience and determination that matters the most. When you hit rock bottom, we all feel demoralized and discouraged. But if you have a positive frame of mind and start to muse and ruminate, it can help to redefine your goals and priorities, boost your motivation, and even uncover some hidden opportunities for you. But beyond all of that, I also had a firm faith in a higher power, you know, something bigger than myself. My self-discovery and inward exploration of soul helped me carry through those tough times. It gave me courage and positivity. I'll talk more about that later in another episode.
You're listening to Starting From Nothing podcast. Subscribe to this micro podcast now. With episodes only 5 to 10 minutes each, hear some of the most inspirational stories from successful entrepreneurs and leaders on how they started from nothing or overcame adversity while starting. These will be some of the best 5 to 10 inspirational minutes of your life. Get Head Start for starting or building your own journey.